If I said what's on my mind, you'd turn and walk away, disappearing way back in your dreams. It's so hard to be unkind, so easy just to say that every
there, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers. We're so glad you could be here for this episode. Remember, The Journey of Hope is a podcast that specifically is designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration, and it's also for our friends and our family, all of our loved ones. There's things here for them as well. And man, have we got a great show for you today. He's an inventor. He's invented over 25 solar energy devices, and he's become very successful, and he wants to give back to the community now, particularly to ex-offenders. Now, I want you to listen real carefully. If you're having a problem keeping your heat on this very cold winter season, he wants to talk to you, and he is our special guest. We're going to be right back with Mr. Jim Pomponi right after this on The Journey of Hope.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
Hey there, we've got two great shows coming up to finish out the month of February, and I wanted to let you in on them. Next week, we have the editor of Prison World Magazine, Miss Jenny Triplett. And the following week, we have a very powerful show, John Mark Club, and he's going to be discussing his new book. And by the way, he's fresh off his visit from the Oprah Winfrey. He was on Oprah Winfrey, and now we got him. Isn't that cool? Anyway, John Mark Club is going to finish out the month of February. The calendar continues to fill with excellent guests that have targeted their message to us as ex-offenders. So you want to be sure and stay tuned right here to The Journey of Hope.
Something more.
Hi, and welcome back. I have on the phone with me James Pomponi. He started his career as a school teacher, and from there he collaborated with some guys that I think you've probably heard of these companies, Amco Transmissions and Mako Auto Painting. And one time after a visit to Thomas Edison's home, Jim was sparked into doing some inventing of his own, and he has invented over 25 solar energy products, and one of these products is a pull-down shade called the Solar Collector Reflector. And it's from that point that we want to pick up Jim's story. Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Rodney?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you being on the show. First of all, I want you to tell me, what is the Solar Reflector Collector? What is that?
Well, it started out with a product I developed in the 80s, a large solar hot air collector. Uh-huh. And they were kind of expensive, and it required tax credits to be able to afford one.
I see.
So when the tax credits expired in the 80s, I spent maybe the next 15 years trying to figure out how to come up with a really inexpensive way to solar heat a room or a home. Mm-hmm. And I started looking at the windows in my house, and I thought, well, you already have the window, which is the glazing. You already have the frame. Like, if you were to build a collector, you would need this. The only thing you're missing is the black metal absorber. And, of course, my other hand says, you're not going to hang no black metal in my window. So I spent about 15 years trying to figure out how to get black metal to roll up and down like a window shade. Mm-hmm. And I finally perfected that. And then I got to thinking, well, I got the black side, where you roll this down, and when the sun goes through the window, I aim a digital thermometer at it, a wireless thermometer, and it will heat up to as hot as 160 degrees. You touch the back side of it, yet it doesn't burn your hand at all. It just feels warm, mm-hmm. because the heat immediately starts radiating right into the room. There's no fans needed, no pumps, no electronics. So it's quite revolutionary when you think about it, because the way we've been heating is the same way humans have been heating since our prehistoric days, or the caveman days, with fire. Mm-hmm. We're using fire either to burn wood or burn propane, using fire to burn natural gas. This is totally carbon-free, and it's 100% passive, mm-hmm. and it's so inexpensive that if you're paying to heat your home or heat a particular room, the only way this product could cost you money is not to have it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back.
Well, it's a wonderful product, and you've obviously been very successful. And here is where we want to pick up Jim's story. You are giving back through your charity, and would you explain that to us? How is that
work? Yes, exactly. With each unit that we sell at market price, we want to obtain a list of people that have their heat shut off or about to have their heat shut off, and we want to set up a charity whereby we can supply solar heaters to these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pull-down shade.
And so if someone was in need of this, how would they go about talking to you or getting in touch with you? How would that work?
Well, we have a website that they can either email me, or they can pick up the telephone and just give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll be sure and put some numbers and some web addresses next to the podcast when it's posted. I noticed on your website it says that your mission is to put people back to work.
That's correct.
Are you doing that through your charity as well, or through your company, or?
Well, that would be under the market price section of the business. Mm-hmm. That ultimately, what we're looking to do is look for individuals that are looking to start their own business, uh-huh. become a dealer for the material.
I see.
Actually, assist us in making the shades and supplying them to people that also need the shades that have their heat shut off on a local basis, wherever their locale may be.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention, too, the shade, the other side of it, is, aids you in cooling, in the keeping your home cool in the summertime, because I had the black side perfected that faces out in the winter, And I thought, well, what could I do with the other side of the shade? And that's the reflector side. So I made a reflective side that in the summertime, you just lift the shade out of the brackets that hold it. They're universal. You reverse it, and you have the sunny shiny side reflecting the unwanted heat back out through the window in the summertime.
Jim, would you, you know that we have ex-offenders listening to the show, and that's our audience here. And just out of curiosity, would you recommend the field of solar energy for people who are looking to start a new career? Would that be something that would be viable employment for? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it would be an excellent idea because, unfortunately, there's a lot of, sometimes there's bias when an ex-offender comes out and they have trouble maybe obtaining employment, especially in this economy that we're having.
Right.
So this would be a very inexpensive product for anybody to market. I always said I thought the perfect product is a product that somebody is already, your potential customer is already purchasing, such as space heating. There's a need for it, and if you could supply heat for free when the sun appears through the windows, I believe you got a winning combination. And for ex-offenders that are trying to re-enter society, they would never have to worry about their job being shipped offshore because the America's sunshine that lands here on our country cannot be shipped offshore.
That's right. Well, listen, you know, we may have some people listening that that have maybe have an idea for a product, maybe some ex-offenders that, that have an idea that they want to try to put together and patent and market. Could you maybe help us along a little bit with what would be your advice on the process of going about doing something like that?
Well, I could assist just about anybody in the marketing. I've been doing it for over 40 years, sales and marketing. One of the best ways to get your product out there inexpensively, some people hire canvassers that knock on doors, and that's a very inexpensive way to start. Another way is through various shows like home improvement shows. There's a company called, I think they're called Small Business Associates, but I'd have this information for any prospective dealer. And they literally have hundreds, thousands of shows throughout the United States that I get a list of. And some of these shows are small, and sometimes you do better in the small shows. And you can get into some of these shows for as little as $35. Now, some of the big home improvement shows can cost you $500-$700. And I don't really recommend starting there because of the price. And also, it's kind of like mayhem. There's so many people walking around in the show that they're brain dead by the time they leave.
Yeah. What about
the company?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The company, I gave it the wrong name. The company is called Showbiz Data.
Showbiz Data. Okay.
Yeah, and they have a list of shows. You can buy a list of shows fairly inexpensively, but they have them on a regional level, a national level, and for anybody wanting to start a business, I just started on a local level. Because you could literally be in a show next weekend or the weekend after and show the product, and you're off and running.
How about getting a patent? How does that work?
Well, the reason why I don't recommend patents myself, several fold. It's kind of like the story with when the pharmacist invented Coca-Cola.
Right.
There were only two people that knew the formula for the Coca-Cola. They never copywrote the formula because, of course, the whole public would have it. And the two people, the two partners that knew it, they would never fly on the same plane together either.
In case,
God forbid, there was a crash. Now, as far as my product goes, it took me about 15 years to figure out how to get black metal to roll up and down, and then how to plate the other side with reflective chrome. So I actually believe the patents are way overrated, you wind up spending all of your money defending your patent or any profits you make. And you could patent it here in America, and they could repatent it, do a design patent, say, down in Dominican Republic, and re-import it, and then you got to fight.
Wow.
They could literally patent in over 163 different countries worldwide.
Wow. Interesting.
So, I once heard it says, somebody told me that if you come out with a new product, just take it and run like heck before the competition moves in.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know what? I'm sitting here looking at your website, and I'm looking at a couple of really cool pictures of you with Sylvester Stallone. What's up with that? Is he your friends with him?
Oh, yes. We're very good friends.
Oh, yeah. How cool. It looks like he's filming Rocky in these pictures or something.
Yeah, I was at the film. He wanted me to be the water boy.
Really?
Well, he actually wanted me to go in the movies with him.
Uh-huh.
And I says, Mike, he called himself Mike at the time. He goes, Sylvester, the Tweety Bird cartoon.
Right.
He didn't want to get in fights. But he called himself Mike, and he says, well, we're getting the movies together, Jim, you know. So he was going up to New York to try to get movie parts, and they were always coming back. He couldn't get any acting parts.
Mm-hmm.
So him and I went to see a fellow by the name of Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
he fought a white guy by the name of Chuck Wetner, W-E-T-N-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to YouTube, you can see the fight for free, the Ali versus Chuck Wetner.
Right.
And the whole movie, after we got done seeing the fight, Mike and I said to him, I said, well, why don't you write a script on this, since you can't get a part in somebody else's script. And, you know, I'm just a young guy myself coming up with some ideas. And he says, well, I don't know how to write scripts. I says, well, anything you need to know in the world, you go to the knowledge gods. So he goes, well, who's the knowledge gods, Pomponi? I says, well, that would be the main desk, the reference desk at the Central Library.
Mm-hmm.
So he went there, got a book on how to write movie scripts. I got a call from him a few weeks later. He was up in Hell's Kitchen in New York,
uh-huh,
on the road from Philly.
Uh-huh.
And he painted all of his windows black. And he wrote the script in 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the true story. And then, after he got the script, he wasn't sure what to do with it. So back then, everything was a tax shelter in the 80s.
Right.
I mean, if you sold shoes, you could write it off as a tax credit. I mean, literally everything was a tax credit almost.
Mm-hmm.
So he found some financial planners down in Florida that put up the money to produce the movie.
Wow.
And then he wanted me to be in the movies with him, and I says, no, I don't want to be in the movies. And he says, why not, Pomponi? And I says, well, what if I got famous? He goes, well, wouldn't that be great? And I said, no, my life would be over. I said, I'd never be able to walk out the door or go to a movie without being hassled by a paparazzi or somebody.
Wow.
And then the last time I spoke to him, he said, life is like a double-edged sword. He said, well, on one hand, I have all the women I want, like candy, but on the other hand, I have no love. He's just like an icon.
The price of fame.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you went from a school teacher, which is my beginnings, to to an inventor. How does that happen?
Well, at the time, I had a choice of either going to the Vietnam War or going to college, so I chose college.
Right.
I guess I'm kind of a chicken. I don't like shooting people. So then after that, the war was still on, and in my junior year of college, the war was still on, so I took up three courses I had to take to qualify as a school teacher on a provisional basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I, when I got out of school, when I finally graduated college, the war was still on, so a lot of my buddies that were teasing me for going to summer school wound up in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So I wound up school teaching, and then when I got done school teaching, I went to work for Earl Shibes.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, we do know. We know about him down here in the Houston area.
Oh, do they still have one out there?
Yeah, I see commercials for him every once in a while.
Oh, okay, because they went out of business here in the Denver market in Philly.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's been a while since I've seen a commercial, but we definitely know who that is down here.
Yeah.
So you were teaching fourth grade. You teaching the little kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a blast. It was probably the most fun job, if there is such a word, a funnest job. I had a lot of that. A lot of fun teaching the little children.
Well, in your success, you've you score high marks with me and the listeners of our show, and the fact that you want to give back and to people that are in need. And maybe one more time, Jim, we can go through how people can get in touch with you and get some help if they need it. Could you tell us that again, please?
Oh, sure. Well, they can either go to my website, and I can do that to you now.
Okay.
Or they can just pick up the phone and give me a call. Do you have the contact information here? It's 1-888, the number 4, J, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, Solar. So it's 1-888-4-JSP-SOLAR. Or they could just dial 1-888. 457-7765, or they can email me at J as in Jim, S as in Sam, P as in Pomponi, jspsolar@me.com.
Okay. And we'll put that information up next to the podcast. Jim, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and I want to congratulate you.
Thank you for having me, Rodney.
Listen, I want to congratulate you on all your successes and your desire to help people. Guys like me, you know what? We really appreciate guys like you. And
You know, we've all been down and out one time in our life, and I always believe when somebody's down, you put out your hand and give them a hand up, not a hand down.
Well, you're a good cat, and I appreciate you being on the show. My name's Rodney Mathers. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you, Rodney. God bless.
Consuming, confusing, this lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence.
Y'all, just want to remind you how much we love getting your emails. And you know, you don't need to tell me your last name, you don't need to tell me why it is you went to prison or what your situation is. We just want to know how you're doing. That's what we want to know. And you email me here at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. that's mathersrodney @yahoo.com. drop me a line. Well, that's about all we have time for this week. I want to thank my special guest, Mr. Jim Pomponi. I want y'all to be sure, if you're having problems now, to take him up on his offer. Use that phone number, check out his website. And I want to remind you of something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.